Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People Radio Show on Block Talk Radio. This is your host, Joe Goldner. We are having a very big celebration today with Trump winning New Hampshire. He became the first GOP, in fact, the first common to win both Iowa and New Hampshire back-to-back since the 1990s. And handsomely down. Let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. It was a great day.
And our calling number, by the way, is 515-602-9657. You got to bear with me. I'm fighting a cold, so it's going to be hard in some time, so just bear with me. But we have a lot of things going on right now. Nikki Haley, she lost by 32 points in Iowa, lost by 12 in New Hampshire. She just lost a big donor who just said that he is no longer donating to the campaign. Money's starting to dry up. She is down. She lost in Nevada because she's not even on the in the caucus. She's not even part of the caucus in Nevada, and so she's done there. And she's down by 30-plus going into her home state of South Carolina. And that's a month away. And between now and then, she'll go and lose by 40 points, too, as they really, you know, over 70% of the vote that she got came from Democrats and independents, yeah, and very little Republicans voted for her. And
She has very little of the base, if any.
Right. You can tell what type of person she is or the campaign she is. When they got to their campaign headquarters, when the media got to their campaign headquarters, they were showing CNN. What Republican watches CNN? Usually you see the Fox or Newsmax or OANN or Lightside Broadcasting, but all the truth is out the voice of people, me,
you know,
and there could be any of them.
Talking about that, I saw a picture on the Ron DeSantis campaign, and some guy was in there in whatever office building a jigsaw puzzle.
Yes. That campaign worker would have been fired immediately after he was she working for me, because you asked this question.
They should be out on the street and working.
Right, or making the call, or using the computer, calling people to get to the polls.
Right.
He was working the puzzle on election day in Iowa, and that was wrong. And that also is a telltale sign the campaign's over too.
That was a big ripoff.
I don't know if he's getting paid enough, but that was a big thing there. So, you know. Yeah, and it's very important to realize that there's all kinds of purposes. The election, the primary is over. Trump is the presumptive nominee. Even Biden said so. And it's a campaign ad. He said that Trump is now the presumptive nominee, and so that's pretty much it there. You know, so that's a big thing there. Nikki, all she's doing is trying to cut into Trump money and defer, and she's praying that Trump gets indicted or goes to prison. And I'm going to tell you right now, if Trump goes to prison, there'll be no Democrats standing. They'll all be gone in one way or the other. And Nikki Haley will be one of the first people to be eliminated. Look. Nobody, not one American citizen, will want this country to act like a third world nation. That's what this is.
That'll be an illegitimate election stolen again.
Right, and it's not going to happen because the American people are already up in arms, and you know, and they're showing it. The number one issue in New Hampshire yesterday, by a large margin, was immigration, was the border, was security.
Right. Yeah.
And that's a big thing. And we have a video that was put out there by Newsmax and RSPN and a couple others, and we have it. And in it, there was a guy that was interviewed by a private journalist at the border in Arizona. And he didn't have a Hispanic accent or anything else. He had more of an Islamic accent, and he said in an interview, "You don't know me now, but you're going to know me soon." That's a direct threat.
Because we're going to be hit.
It's not if we're going to get hit. It's when. We already have it here. There's 1.8 million getaways. We don't know what those are in there. You got Biden deliberately opening with the help of Obama and Maracas, deliberately keeping the borders open, allowing all this. I don't give a damn what his name is. We already told him, and even on, I'm going to tell you something, even Rob Schmidt said this, and also other people said
where
that if anything happens,
now?
Biden
where
and company's got blood in their hands.
Where is the Republican National Convention being held?
In Milwaukee.
They said that building's secure, man.
Yes, everything's secure. We're going to have it. I'm sure we'll have it. Also, the Democrat convention is in Chicago.
Now they should implement a total security situation.
Yeah, we are doing everything we can.
Because you don't know who goes in, you don't know who goes out. You don't even know who's working. You don't, because they don't do they don't verify. Okay? So you don't know. You don't.
We're doing everything we can. The good news is that Governor Abbott told the Supreme Court and told Biden to go fuck themselves. And in this state, we can say that. And they are installing more wires. We're putting wires all over the place in the southern border. And if and the National Guard was told to, and the National Guard was told, the Texas National Guard was told, if Biden, anyone from the administration tries to interfere, arrest them. They
shoot
resist,
them.
Eliminate them. So that's it. We cannot. This is, and we expect, we got to expect a constitutional crisis between states' rights under the Constitution. The Governor Abbott has the right under the law, under the Constitution,
right,
of the United States, and the state constitution, to defend its citizens. The Supreme Court got it wrong, and when Trump was asked yesterday about the SCOTUS decision, he said that's okay because when I become president in a few months, one of the first things I'm going to do is order that every state use the wires around, and we're going to do whatever we can based on that decision to make sure that every single American citizen is secure.
And we're going to build it around the whole thing, the whole perimeter of this country, from California, west, east, south, and north.
Plus, also, Trump a couple times say doubled down on his, when he spoke the last few days, on the Iron Dome. He's, you know what, they have an issue with the Iron Dome, the Patriot missiles and all that. Trump said he's going to build that. Trump is going to build that in this country to make sure that we are protected all over the world.
He's got Elon Musk to do it, to do Star Wars.
It's not just Star Wars, it's the other stuff too. But it's similar to what Israel's got.
Aim it right at them from wherever they are, and we can aim it right from above and just hit it. You'll see, you know?
Yeah.
We need to put these people back in their little boxes. They need to go away. Okay? All of them, Chubsy Upsy and She, and the Muslim nation. We need to put them back in their little box.
Well, what you're seeing is that in cities like, and it's really changing what's happening across the country, especially in left-wing cities, because of all the illegals. You go into Boston Airport, Logan Airport, and you see the illegals all over the place. You go over here in Chicago, same thing, and JFK in New York. You know, and around the country, you got these areas sectioned off by the illegals coming in, or the homeless, and crime is up and everything up. And now there's a lot of these citizens in these things, in different testimonies, maybe in Chicago, where they had a hearing, and they're all saying, we want Trump to come rescue us. Same thing in New York, same thing elsewhere.
We do. You know what? We've got Illinois, we've got Chicago, I'm telling you.
They're all coming in because of the crime rate, because it's illegal.
Okay?
Now,
we're going to take everything, except maybe Hawaii. But I think the Hawaiians are pissed off at what went on in Maui.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that one.
You know what? With Maui, the shit, it's still not resolved. They still haven't found the children. You know? And do shit. East Palestine in Ohio.
Yeah, they haven't done that. Well, that's a Republican anyway area, and you'll see it. But all the areas, and you know, the border state, the borders, the southern part of Texas, that used to be very Democratic, now turning red. Same thing in Arizona and in others. Now let's turn around for Arizona. The GOP chair in Arizona, Jeff, he had to resign today because he got caught in a bribery scheme with Deep State involving Carrie Lake. They tried to bribe her. They tried to bribe her from keeping her off the ballot. They want her not to run for Senate. So they tried to bribe her to prevent her from running for Senate. They got recordings and stuff. And she's actually on Rumble right now, Carrie Lake, talking about this. And she'll be on Greg Kelly till at 9 o'clock talking about the same thing.
You can't buy someone who's honest with integrity. You can't.
No.
He is the wrong one. You cannot get her to be a turncoat.
No. So she ran. She's now winning a three-way race.
Yep.
So, and she's going to be the same. See, the Democrat and the Independent is going to split the vote, and she's going to walk in, and she's going to be the senator in Arizona.
We need it. We need to take the Senate. We need to have the House. We need to get rid of Mike Johnson. We need a true Duggan speaker who gives a shit about this nation, doesn't give a shit about.
Right now, we can't do anything because we only have two votes separates us from separates the Republicans, the Democrat. We can't do anything right now. Yeah, people retire. We kicked one guy out. Got another one retired. It was only four votes separated. And when McCarthy gone and George gone.
I like that one.
Yeah.
So why isn't someone putting him in? Why isn't the governor putting anybody in?
There's a special election because there's a special election, which is, I think, in March in New York. And the Republicans should win that because it's a Republican area. But until then, we only have two seats separated the two. And we don't want Hakeem Jeffries. So we have to leave it alone.
Right.
Yeah, we have to leave that alone at the moment.
Leave it alone.
Also, the bill.
You know what? He can make all the decisions he wants. He can't pass the bill.
Mm-hmm.
What happened with that Senate bill?
Nothing. They're lame duck. That's lame duck. And yeah, and we also have the auto workers. By the way, the head of the auto workers union was on Neil Caputo.
He went back Biden.
Yeah, except he also announced on Neil Caputo that all his workers are going to be voting for Trump.
It doesn't matter. I stormed it. He backbited it. What was that?
Because he's a left-wing deep-face environmental wacko, and he's hurting his own companies.
Why don't they put people in that care about them?
Well, maybe next time around. But in the meantime, is he admitted on New Caputo that all the workers that he's got are going to be voting with their pocket, and as
yeah,
the stock, all the workers' stocks, all the
Biden
stocks going down.
A buck. He's going to get Biden bucks.
No matter what, it doesn't matter.
Zuckerberg says,
I guess not having anything to do with the organization behind that. He's been arrested. Zuckerberg has been taken into custody. He denied everything. He doesn't want to have anything to do with the Zuckerberg tech program. It's a different company is trying to do the same thing, using FEMA as a means to do it, not his money, because his money's been confiscated.
Are they using his name?
They're using his name. They told Zuckerberg said that he's going to sue them. They have to stop using his name. But they're using FEMA. These left-wing things are trying to use FEMA monies to try and do problems like they did in 2020. We're already working on it. We arrested most of them. We're going to take care of the rest, and the dropouts will be taken out of custody. Right?
They cannot steal from FEMA the allocated funds. It's there to help.
They're going to try. We already know who's doing it. We arrested most of them. We're going to arrest the rest of them, and they'll be all gone within the next few weeks.
Who's doing it?
It's just another one of these left-wing kind of things. George Soros' junior son, George Soros' son, we're freezing his money, and we're going to take him into custody. George Soros' father, senior, George Soros, not the son, George Soros, he's in a coma near death. He'll be gone soon. George Soros' son is indicted, and he's going to go bye-bye soon.
Good. Where's all the money going?
To Israel and the other places. There's a lot of countries out there that want that demanded money through the war court from them to try and break it up. It's a long battle. They all want claim. They're all having claims on it. There's going to be a lot of legal, civil suits and legal battles for a long time.
I got a question. Is Hillary Clinton tagged into this?
No.
All right.
You know, so that's a big thing. Unemployment is on the rise, as we know. You know, when I call in, when I'm working, and I call in and I talk to these people, and there's a lot of unemployment, a lot more people unemployed in the last few months than the left is telling you. But it's there.
Start
it's on the rise.
Start your own business. Start your own business. Right?
Yep. Yep. And back to the election, we got Manchin announced today in a critique way. It's like one of those mystery type of things, perfectly for Jessica Fletcher type of thing with clues and stuff. But in all intents and purposes, Manchin is running for president on the third party line, the no party line. No name line, whatever you want to call it, starting in Super Tuesday, which is the 15th of March. So that's what that is. Yeah, and that's a big thing.
So Bobby and Joe will be taking it away from Biden.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's a big thing there.
When is the Florida presidential primary?
In June. Florida's a unique state. We have the presidential primary in June. And then you have, the regular primary for the other candidates in August. And we've been
what
doing it for years. Remember?
What a waste of trees. What a waste of everything.
Remember when I ran for office, we had the two different things and you had to do it.
Yeah,
2012 or so. One of the things, if you go run for office, especially local offices, don't go and run on presidential runs because you're going to lose a lot of money and you're not going to
get
the traction.
You won't get the money.
No, because everything goes to the biggest state for candidates.
Everything's going to Donnie.
Yep.
It is a box. Donnie.
Now, to ensure integrity of elections, there's a lawsuit that's out there against the people involved with the mail-in ballots back in 2020 that came out. And the federal government admitted that this mail-in ballots was not regulated. So that's stuff, and they have a cease law for it. So if you want to vote in the presidential election this year in 2020, you're going to have to ask for an absentee ballot or go in person with an ID. Because
Is that a federal thing?
Yeah. There will be no mail-in ballots or drop boxes and everything this time around because of the lawsuit. Which is the right thing to do because any drop boxes that we see is going to be dismantled and put away.
What court came down with that ruling?
It's part of a federal lawsuit that's put out there
Is it on the Supreme Court yet? Is it on that docket?
I don't know. I forgot to that far yet, but right now there's no mail-in ballots for 2024. Other than absentee ballots and, big thing. And Tennessee got rid of over 500,000 ballots, signatures. For people that have felonies, that are registered to vote, that have felonies in Tennessee, and they eliminated more than 500,000 felons from voting, which is the right thing to do. Every state has to cleanse their ballot rolls to make sure there's not enough garbage in there.
You're funny.
So, and that's what's and they are being overseen by our teams in all 50 states to do just that.
Scott Pensler?
Among
Pensler?
Others, yeah. Yeah, Scott Preston, listen, we've been working closely with a lot of people, and we're cleansing the roles, and which is a good thing.
So, you know, Roni McDaniel has not left yet.
No, actually, she did something today. She endorsed Trump. Yeah, she endorsed Trump. She told Nikki Haley to get out. We officially endorsing Trump for president, which is the right thing. That will help create fundraising now for the NR, for the
you know, remember what you told me yesterday? Remember what you told me yesterday? You told me George Santos was there, and what did I say to you? He's sucking up. Right?
Okay. The gentleman in the chat room asked why, when a person finishes their sentences, why should they not be able to vote? Right now, in the states, that's the part. They have to play, like in Florida, in order to vote, they have to finish the sentence and pay whatever fines or restitution they need to, based on what the fines are. Once that is done, and they get the okay, then they can start voting again. Because we always give a second chance, but you cannot just get out of a prison cell or jail cell and then go vote right away. You know what things you have to do. No one's stopping the ex-cons to vote, but you got to fulfill your role in that.
An ex-con is not an ex-con for the rest of their life.
Right.
They
so
change,
you all get a chance, but you
society. And then they have to have the opportunity to work themselves into life.
Right.
They cannot have a shadow over them for their entire life.
No, that's true. Because we always give a second chance, but they have to fulfill their promises to get there. And the conditions
are involved. They don't just get out of jail like Cyrus Renault and run around and be whatever he is?
No, that's TV. You know, so that's a big thing there. That's big.
I was just talking about George Santos.
Yeah, came into New Hampshire to the Trump victory party yesterday. He was seen.
He's sucking up. He wants to be VP.
No, he's not going to be VP. He just wants to be part of whatever he wants to be part of. It ain't going to happen.
You know,
like Nikki Haley's
not going to
be part of it.
Steve Garvey's doing very well in his campaign.
He's in second place now. There is a lot of really interesting stuff going on with that, and it's important.
I think he's the man that can. And he's moving up. He's moving up the ranks.
Yeah, he might come in second, which is good because then there's a battle between
the
two.
Would he be the first baseball player to ever sit in a office?
No.
A political office?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, a baseball player that at one time or another, yeah, a couple actually involved with that.
I don't know. Or I don't remember.
But, yeah.
I know we have it with wrestling and
yeah.
music and acting. You know?
I know.
So, it's a good deal.
Yeah, well, we got a little thing about Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is saying his family came from America to America fleeing the Holocaust. Let's see. Adam Schiff's father, Edward Schiff, was born in Massachusetts in 1928, and his mother, Cheryl Schiff, Kowalski, was born in Massachusetts in 1933. Hitler didn't take power in Germany until 1933. Americans are tired of lying social past playing on their emotions to tell them they aren't allowed to have a real country. Adam Schiff is an idiot.
You
now,
know what Adam Schiff's problem is? He's hanging around Biden too much.
The other thing is,
I'm sorry, that's good.
My father and his family escaped. My father was born in Vienna. He and his family escaped Nazi Germany and Austria. That's real. Adam Schiff.
Why do they lie and they get caught? What is the reasoning to lie?
Because he thinks the American people are stupid.
But we're not. Martin, this. We are astute. We are with it. Don't think MAGA is stupid. We are smart. Okay? We are going to take our country back. Oh, man, that's just so funny. That was a great start. Wow. Yeah.
Now, a little bit sad news. Remember last year,
no.
Sonia Eddy? Remember Sonia Eddy?
Yeah, Sonia Eddy, yeah. What about from GH? Yes.
Yeah, her boyfriend picked up, she won an Emmy. Her boyfriend picked up the Emmy. Now, Sonia Eddy's family wants the Emmy. And now there's a court battle going back and forth.
It's their Emmy. It's not his.
Mm. Well, there's a big court battle.
Let me tell you, was Sonia Eddy married to him?
No.
Then he has no recourse. It's the families. He should be a mess. End of conversation. He's going to lose. He has no rights. He has no rights. We don't recognize common law in this country. Really.
Yeah, a professor in the University of Wisconsin said that racism in the racist seminar told his students that there are no exceptional white people. They hate white people. Remember that.
All Americans are exceptional. That's it. We are all great. Okay? It's not about color of skin. It's about people and individuals. And we are all great. And we are all exceptional. And we are all proud. And we are the best. What says you?
No, you're right. And that's a big thing.
A little bit of a Trump schedule. Hard on against white people. What's the matter? He has such low self-esteem. He can't cut it in this life.
That's right. A little bit of a Trump schedule here. Trump is going to be speaking at the Arizona GOP Freedom Fest on Friday in Phoenix. And then Saturday he goes to Nevada to campaign because the...
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So where is he now? In Florida?
No, I don't know. He's out doing... I think he's doing some stuff. He's got court stuff.
Judge Ergonon.
No, I don't know about him. I think a couple of things.
Eugene Carroll. And that line.
Fannie or Fannie Willis. War story coming out. The divorce proceedings by the guys. Her boyfriend's wife was suing for divorce.
Right.
Yeah, and stuff like that. And they had a seminar today where the people of Atlanta, Georgia, was getting up and talking.
You know what? This is a disgrace. Why have they not asked for her to resign?
They are. There's a hearing today with the people of Fulton County. Got up and told the people the hearing. What they had a Fannie impersonator come up and do her thing. A number of people that actually spoke for a few minutes saying every single person in Atlanta, Georgia, and Fulton County is voting
for Trump.
And we're going to put you guys in jail. And you got a bunch of other stuff.
And the Attorney General and you in jail.
So there's a big thing there. You got two court dates going. We feel what's going to happen because it's contaminated is that that whole Fulton County DA and all the people involved in that office and the campaigns have to be fired, terminated, recluse out.
And the governor and the attorney general.
Well, that area is going to be taken care of. It's going to be dropped out. So we figure in the next few weeks, all 19 people that was attacked and taken and died and all that stuff is going to get overthrown.
And pay fines and everything. You know?
There's also lawsuits are really starting to come about.
Sue them. Governor. Sue the Attorney General. Sue Fannie. Sue that piece of shit boyfriend.
Same thing's going to happen in New York with Letitia James and Rogan. The judge said same thing's going to happen there. Yeah. I call him shithead. Anyway, the thing is, they're not judge. That's not a judge. That's a political opportunist to try to get an evil. So he's going to end up being in hell for treason. And the J6 case, that's already contaminated, and that one is now in the Supreme Court. That's going to get thrown over them.
They burned files. They contaminated evidence.
They burned files and all that stuff. Liz Cheney belongs to the
law.
Liz Cheney belongs to the prison. Liz Cheney and all those people in that J6 committee needs to go.
And I think her father should be dancing and saying, "Happy days are here again."
So yeah, all that stuff. Look, this is not a third world country. American people had enough. One of the reasons why every time they do something towards Trump, he gets more popular. They should realize after the first one that it's not going to work.
And we speak up more. You hear us.
And Nikki Haley, you are destroying yourself. You could have done a lot of different things in 2028 or anything else, but the longer you stay in and the longer you play that game and listen to the ultra left, you're going to destroy yourself. Because
there are many more states that I can win.
There is no state she could win at all.
That was great. There are many more states. What was her with the color brown? The racist cunt.
She went to the race car.
She's a cunt. She fucked up.
When you're lost, that's pretty much it.
You should be gracious and say, "Congratulations to President Trump. It was a great, great race." Did she say that? No. She made it sound like she won, the little fucking hoe. She's a hoe. She's worse than DeSantis. Couldn't believe there's somebody worse than DeSantis. Sorry, Governor.
By the way, in Nevada, there's a big event, both on the 26th and the 27th. Trump is going to be at the 27th one. And at the Dragon Ridge Country Club, and we have a special guest in
January.
Okay. Everything's in January. Riley Gaines is going to be on. Is going to be a special guest.
I don't know who that is.
Riley Gaines is the one that lost to
the girl who got beat by the guy.
Yeah, but the swimmer. Yeah. She's standing up. She's working over the rounds, and she's a big time Trump supporter too.
You know what? They shouldn't have allowed it to happen. The committee, the judge, whatever, the coach,
right,
whatever.
It's the schools. It's not just that; it's the schools.
They're left wing. They think because they have that they could be two types of gender. They could be a male and a female at the same time. I'm sorry. It's just so brainless. There's not. They should be ashamed of themselves to take on a woman like that.
There's a lot going on. And
God created man and woman, people. A man is certainly much stronger than a woman. Okay? Women are demure. Okay? They're soft. Men are rugged. They're warriors. God, major difference there. Anatomically correct. You know, a man cannot be anatomically correct woman. He just can't. It's unheard of. There's no way you could disguise it. Wonder how Michelle Obama disguises her third leg. That brother must hurt. All I'm sorry.
Dick Morris said that it may be running to get kicked by Biden out and to put it in. Everybody else that's close, but most of the people I know of and close to me are saying the opposite.
The only ones can do it. You cannot make delegates do things. You cannot threaten them. Without the delegates, you don't get to run and get nominated. Okay? That's it.
Yeah, the thing is, they did that with Hillary Clinton and they did that in 2016, and they installed Hillary because of super delegates, even though she might not have won.
They're gonna do it again.
Yeah, but this time. Yeah, but Biden knows that stuff, and there's a big fight going on between that.
You know,
so
if
we'll
I
see.
Was President Trump and I was debating Michael Obama, I was going to say, how do you hide your penis?
Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah.
You're not a woman. Come on, strip naked, you piece of shit. Show the world who you really are. Because I'm going into court. I'm going to get it done. Well, you can do that. You can ask. I'll show mine. Yeah. I don't care. I'm real.
Hell yeah.
And the man's got balls enough to do it. So, hell yeah.
That's a big thing there. Anyway.
Do you think that Michael Obama can debate Donald?
No. I don't think anybody can debate Donald.
You said Biden agreed to three debates with Donald.
Yes, there's three debates.
Three presidential or two presidential and one vice president?
I'm not sure. I think it's three presidential debates, but
do you know if Newsmax is doing one of them?
I think they're in line of it. I don't know who's got the actual debate stage this time yet. We'll know in about a month.
You can't do left wing. He cannot have his way. I'm sorry.
Well,
They're rude.
He knows how to combat that. We'll see where it goes.
Not this time. They're going to be vicious.
He knows.
And
he's got an earplug in his ear.
He'll have an earplug in his ear or something in his brain telling him what to say.
That's if he debates at all, because there's a lot of stories that he won't debate at all.
I thought you said that he agreed to it.
The DNC and the RNC agreed.
In other words, it's like an analogy to this. Like Hunter Biden's going to do a deposition but never shows up. Is that what it's like?
Except that he's been calling on the deposition on February 28th. Let's see if he shows up and does it.
I say he don't show up. I say to Little Shepherd, don't come.
In the meantime, his partner showed up, and they released a transcript the other day, and a lot of it contradicts Hunter and actually gives a lot of evidence into the corruption of the Biden crime family. And
is
we are the
verbal,
ones that actually started the Biden crime family a couple years back. What?
Is it the actual documentation?
Yes.
Or is it just verbal?
Yes. No, the documentation stuff. In the deposition, they have, when you do a deposition, there's evidence that's presented, and he has to explain these things. And that's what, again, that's what Hunter Biden's afraid of. And see, the idea was, if the him and the Democrats said that if you could go to open hearing, everybody's got 5 minutes, you can't really get anything done. But in a deposition, you can sit there for hours in this gift down below.
That's right.
And
it's videotaped. And you
right.
have to answer
and it's transcripted. And it's transcripted.
You are sworn in. You have to answer it, and there's a lot of shit.
Under perjury.
A deposition is intense, people. And you got to be composed to do this and focused. And you get caught in the lot. What happens is if you make a statement, they're going to go in on that statement. They don't just say, give you a question. They take it apart piece by piece if your answer. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's the difference. See, he doesn't have in the deposition, in the skip, there's no time limit. He can't.
Has
what?
He ever done a deposition, Hunter?
Yeah, funny. He's got to be because he's been always in trouble.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been a trouble child. He's always in trouble, but he gets away with it until now. And now he's being cornered left and right, and that's the thing. And the little stunts aggravated a lot of people and backfired on him. That's why he had to, and it hurt his father. So his father urged him to do the deposition. So
Daddy Dearest will go down with the kid.
Well, he has no choice.
Or it's Brother James. Who's taking the fall here?
I don't know.
I say Brother James is going to take the fall. Like Tripp did. Remember Tripp? Who went to jail for Bill Clinton? Same shit. Linda Tripp? You remember that?
Yeah.
It is an old name. You never forget, you know? I say that James is going to take the fall for dear old bro. Just say. So, when is the date of the Nevada? By the way, the Nevada is a caucus, right? Because there is a primary and there is a caucus, correct?
We got breaking news right now. Tomorrow morning, in Georgia, there is now a hearing on Fannie Willis White House records set for tomorrow morning. That is very important because if it shows that the White House coordinated with Fannie Willis when it comes to Trump and the other 18 other, it throws it out. The whole case is done.
And it's the end of Biden.
And it's also, we also got the criminal conspiracy to create a conspiracy. It's fraud.
You know what? They're going to throw her a bone. They're going to say, you spill the fucking beans. Tell us everything. We'll give you a lesser sentence.
In exchange to get rid of Biden.
At Obama. Fork it up. Or you'll go to jail for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So that's just breaking now.
And you know, Fanny's all about Fanny. Yeah. There you go.
So that's a big thing now.
I love it. Excellent. Make my day. When is the Nevada caucus and primary?
Nevada caucus is the 8th of February. Since nobody's in it but Trump, he already won it. There is no primary for Republicans in Nevada. That has any delegates or anything. All the delegates are based on the Nevada.
Is there crossover in Nevada? No, that's it.
We need to stop the crossover. And after Nevada is South Carolina, and that's in the middle of February. And then you got this. Then you got Super Tuesday a couple weeks later.
What's Super Tuesday?
The 15th of March, and I think 2 weeks earlier than that is South Carolina.
What's after Super Tuesday? How many states were that you said?
Super Tuesday, 17 states.
Okay.
But Nikki Haley's gone before that.
We still have half of the, two-thirds of the country to go.
Yeah,
so,
but he's going, once she's gone, it doesn't matter anymore. Once she's gone, it doesn't matter.
Many states
she
can win.
Yeah.
I love that line. Many states she can win.
Again, like we started off with, the only reason she's in it now, she knows she can't, there's no path for her, except for one. If they put Trump in jail. But if Trump goes to jail, she wins anyway, and she'll be gone. And every Democrat will be written off the face of the planet.
She hates MAGA. She hates what this country stands for. She hates herself. Yeah, well. She's an Indian.
Yeah, I guess.
Probably hates the white people. She hates the white people. She hates all the people because they took her land.
No, I don't think that's what it is. I think she's just a left. She's trying. She's an ego. She's an egotistical person. I think she figures that she's part of the old Romney, George Bush deep state type of mentality, and she's the last hope of the deep state. And it's even the New York Times said it's done. They're gone, and that's a big thing. Anyway, we're down to like a couple more minutes to go.
This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody, have a great week. Enjoy. I'll be back on Sunday. And you never know. It's twists and turns every second of every day now. You know, the criminals are coming to head. And we're going to take them. They're going. God bless Israel. God bless the USA. God bless everybody in the country. Feel good. Be happy. Bye.
Yeah, great show. I'd like to thank everybody, all the listeners and everything, and the people in the chat room, Joseph Gibson, we got Sam Radio, and Cat Card 9, and a bunch of others around. I want to thank you all for listening around the world. We are again on Sunday at 7 p.m. on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, People radio show on Block Talk Radio. As the Truth Is Out There, Voice of People Media Network. Our website is thetruthisthetruth.net. Join, subscribe, and be part of the truth. And we'll see you again with all kinds of breaking news and stories coming on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Have a great evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, cause there ain't no doubt there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Before we leave you, we got a big message from President Trump. And it's called Nikki Burbrain Healy is very bad for the Republican Party and indeed our country. Her false statements, derogatory comments, and humiliating public loss is demeaning to a true American patriot. Her anger should be aimed at her third-rate political assaults and, more importantly, crooked Joe Biden and those that are destroying our country, not the people who will save it. I knew Nikki well. She was average at best, is not the one to take on world leaders, and she never did. That was up to me, and that is why they respect the United States. When I ran for office and won, I noticed that the losing candidate's donors would immediately come to me and want to help out. This is standard in politics, but no longer with me. Anybody that makes a contribution to Birdbrain from this moment on, of course, will be permanently barred from the MAGA camp. We don't want them. We will not accept them because we put America first and always will. And unquote, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. Good night, everybody. See you on Sunday. Make America great again. Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a great evening.